Welcome back to the Unraveling Podcast. I am Kelly Vaquera, and I'm so happy to have you here. We are continuing on with our Psalm series, and I really hope that you have been getting some encouragement and some insight out of it. Before we get started, as always, I just want to thank you in advance if you will take the time to rate and review the podcast, especially if you want to give it some 5 stars. That is very helpful for the podcast, and it makes other people want to listen to it too. And the more, the merrier. So we're going to get started, and we are going to be looking at Psalm 32 today. All right, you guys, if you want to get your Bibles out or look on your phone to follow along, I am reading Psalm 32 from the NIV version. I'm just going to read the whole thing because it's not too long, but then we're going to really hone in on a few parts of it. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover up my iniquity. And I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everybody who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked. But the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Whew, okay, that was a lot. A lot of different things in this one. We are going to be focusing primarily on verses 3 through like 7. So I'm going to read that again. It says, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave me the guilt of my sin. You might be like, wow, this does not sound like a super fun thing to talk about. And in some ways it's not, but I think it's super important to look at because we all need this. All right, so what David is saying in this, I had done some studies on this and looking into it. When he says, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. What he is saying is that when he kept silent, meaning before he confessed his sin, before he acknowledged his sin, it felt as though his bones were wasting away and he was groaning all day and long. He was miserable and he literally, physically, his body felt that. His body felt the effect of keeping that darkness inside of him and not acknowledging it and bringing it to God. And honestly, I've had a weird relationship with this word repentance in my life. It feels very religious to me, but I know that it's important. But essentially what happens is when we keep things hidden, especially when we keep them hidden from God, like if there's something about us we're struggling with or something just inside of us that we don't bring to him, it literally can eat us alive. And what I've learned is that repentance is a beautiful thing because when I bring my junk to God, he meets me with love and grace. And not only that, but he helps me have a right view of what it is he's calling me to. So I'm going to share an example with you that just happened to me about a few days ago. I found myself gossiping about somebody, which is something that I've struggled with in the past. And it wasn't like I was going to get caught for what I said or that that person was ever going to find out, but I left the situation feeling sick to my stomach. And I have prayed in the past that God would help me really recognize when I do it and help change my heart. And I actually think that when I left there, I really did feel changed because in the past that would just fly over my head and I wouldn't even notice it. But this time it set with me and I was like, oh, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be that person. And I was able to bring it to God and just say, God, I don't want to be like this anymore. And I know that that's when I was met again with grace and forgiveness and him saying, okay, like this is, we're going to work on this. We're going to change your heart. But if I were to just keep hiding that and just keep stuffing that down and pretending like I don't do it and it's not a struggle for me, it would eat away at me. And I probably wouldn't start changing in a good direction. Verse 5 says, "Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin." Just like that, when we confess openly and honestly, he forgives us, and he removes our guilt. And this is the part I also wanted to talk about. It's not directly related, well, it is to some degree, but it's not, I'm not just talking about unconfessed sin here. I am talking about the other things that we hold inside. Because the same thing is true if we hold secrets inside, if we hold negative emotions, negative thoughts, destructive thoughts, trauma inside. If we don't bring these things to the light, it literally will eat away at us. It will affect us mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. There's so much different science out there that's showing that when we hold these things in our body, it physically can impact our body in a very negative way. And that's because we were not made to hold dark stuff inside. We are made to put it into the light. Being a therapist and just a human, I know how many people stuff their emotions. Maybe it's because their emotions weren't validated as children, and so they've never learned to express them well, or maybe they've just been met with indifference from people when they've tried to share how they feel, or maybe they just feel like they're such a burden that they don't want to share how they feel, or don't want to share the negative thoughts that they have all the time. And so they just stuff them down deeper and deeper, and inside of them now is just this chaotic web of stuffed, unprocessed through emotion. And physically, that can really hurt us. Because like David said, when we keep silent, it feels like our bones are wasting away. It feels so heavy. And so for those of you who are like, yep, that's me, I definitely stuff things down, or I don't talk about these thoughts I have, or these emotions I have, or this trauma that I have, I just want to encourage you a bit. Sometimes there's so much inside of us that we can't just pull it all out at once, and it takes a while. If you have serious trauma that hasn't been dealt with, I really encourage you to go see a therapist or a professional of some sort and work through it in a way that is slow and at your speed. But if you feel like you can handle it, I really want to encourage you to start almost envisioning that there's like this well inside of you. Okay, so like just imagine that like you can go deep into your heart and there's this well, and it's filled with all the emotions, thoughts, memories, all these things inside of you. The things you haven't processed through yet. And I want you to imagine just taking a bucket and dropping it in there. And you're just going to start pulling a little bit of it out at a time. And you're going to bring it up and put it into the light. Even right now, if you need to pause this, just try it and see what comes up. Maybe you'll find that grief comes up. Maybe you'll find a whole lot of anger. Maybe there are specific memories that will come up. Whatever it is, I want you to just pull it out and imagine holding it in your hands and just seeing that there is light shining on this thing. And I want you to just imagine that the Lord is speaking to you and meeting you right there, because he really is, and just saying that this isn't too much for me. He's saying that to you. This isn't too much for me. I can handle your emotions and your thoughts. They don't scare me. So I want you to acknowledge what it is. Notice how it feels physically in your body. And then just imagine what it would feel like to hand it over to him. Knowing that he's trustworthy, he's not going to use it against you, he just really wants to heal you. And as you do this, just acknowledge what it feels like to bring something from the dark out into the light. John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Not only are you putting these things inside you into light, but you're putting them into the hands of healing. You're putting them into the hands of restoration and redemption. That's what God does in his light. And so whether there's unconfessed sin that you can tell is hurting you, or that you've been afraid to give over to the Lord, or maybe it's just these emotions, or again, trauma, memories, whatever it might be, I just want to encourage you today to bring it into the light. Even if you have to do it little by little, just start somewhere. The beautiful thing is you don't have to do the healing work. You just have to bring it to God in a very honest and raw way. But he's the one who will do the healing. And essentially what happens is freedom. Going into the light, bringing what's in the dark into the light, brings us to freedom. So that's what I want to leave you guys with today. Again, I want to keep these short and sweet. But I hope that this is encouraging, and let me know if anything comes up for you that you are able to hand over, maybe for the first time, or maybe pull out into the light for the first time. I would love to hear about it. I will link my contact information in the show notes. But otherwise, thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back again soon. I hope you have a wonderful day.